At one point, you mentioned, quote unquote, "I am a big fan of superhero underpants," then proceeded to strip down and smack your ass.
Yes. Hey, my name is Jabi, and today we are on the first podcast. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I am doing excellently.
My name's Joe. I'm going to be your co-host today, and with me, as always, I have Lars. And with us today is our special guest, Jabi the Hong.
Hey.
Should we call you Jabi? Should we call you Mr. Hong?
Jabi is fine. It's funny because Jabi, it sounds like an internet name, but it's actually a nickname that everyone calls me. My mom calls me Jabi.
Ooh, I heard a notification tone. Naughty, naughty.
My bad.
Ooh, yeah. Remember to have your cell phones
silence,
on.
Silence is golden, kids.
Unless it's funny. Unless you want to take a call on air and make for a funny haha moment. That's funny.
Oh, no. I was going to say, make sure it's on the loudest setting.
It's okay. It was just my merch provider, pocketpunch.com. And that's actually not a lie, by the way. It was my friend who runs that website.
By the way, guys, texting me right now. This episode is sponsored by Amazon and Audible, as well as patrons like yourselves. We'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit later, but let's get into the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Jabi.
I was going to say, make sure your cell phone's on the loudest setting, or as I like to call it, the church setting.
All right, Jabi.
Hello.
Okay, we got to ask the question, you know, can you tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Of course. Well, my name is Jabi, and I have a YouTube channel where I do toy reviews with fast-paced editing and a sense of humor. That's basically what I do.
And you also run another channel called, what is it, Ryan Toy Reviews?
Very funny. That's a thing, right? Like, when people hear toy reviews, there's this mainstream conception of a little kid doing surprise unboxings, egg opening whatever, parents exploiting him. But that's not what I do on my channel. I legitimately enjoy the action figures that I collect. I'm not looking at kids' toys per se. And I bring, I don't want to call it a mature sense of humor because the humor is very immature, but it is skewed towards an older audience.
Yeah, it was weird because our agent was sending us a bunch of materials to review for, you know, researching this episode. And one of the links said that, like, you were like a known acquaintance of Ryan's toy reviews for some reason. Like, they just lumped you in with
it. I'm going to leave. No, you know, it's funny because there's this website called Famous Birthdays.
Yeah, yeah.
And which is just, you know, they document a bunch of famous birthdays, and they actually emailed me. And I'm on the website, but when you look me up on Famous Birthdays, one of the related entries is guess who it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever considered telling them I'm not really associated with this random 8-year-old?
I feel that if people actually watch my content, they'll get around. They'll figure it out pretty quick.
Imagine if you reviewed a comparable channel. You'd be reviewing toys like climbing on jump houses and just frolicking around. It would just digress into
but as
nonsense.
An adult,
as an adult, full grown man, just
yeah, that would. Yeah, if anything, that could be an idea for a April Fool's prank.
Yeah, I was gonna say April Fool's. That would work for that.
Yeah. have like a brightly colored, like a neon green thumbnail.
Jabi's finally lost it.
Yeah, that'll be the last video I ever do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then as a joke, delete the channel.
Yeah.
Just as a joke. Quit
just,
forever.
Just as a joke, yeah.
Yeah.
Live stream
and then
me,
revive it.
Live stream me deleting the channel on my second channel.
Yeah, and then close all your accounts and
yeah. Move to Mexico on stream.
In 10 years you should revive the content and be like, I was just kidding.
It's just a prank, guys. Just a prank.
YouTube's on the way out.
And 10 years of probably who knows what's gonna happen to YouTube in 10 years.
Oh, I actually did have a question for you, by the way.
Oh yeah.
What do you think as a creator right now? I realize this is kind of a vague question, but what do you think about like the current state of YouTube?
There are definitely elements that are bringing it down the wrong path, and if anything, it's been down the wrong path for a while. To quote a fellow YouTuber Emperor Lemon, we're on a downward spiral. We are constantly in a downward spiral, and from what I can see, YouTube has been incrementally, slowly gearing the website for kids.
Yeah,
because it's a large part of their viewer base, and they just want to cater towards kids.
Oh yeah, it's not even subtle. Like it's specifically designed for like 8 to 12 year olds just to continuously watch all videos.
It's a very simple layout.
Yes, and the content that gets pushed by the algorithm, well, it's either mainstream news outlets or children's channels.
Well, here's my idea though, and hear me out on this. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, when I say we all, I don't like presume to know what your opinion is on this, but like. We all, as like the internet, are kind of like down with Pornhub being kind of like cool guys. They do a lot of charities and stuff.
Yeah.
What if they did non-Pornhub, and it was just like it was an alternative that everyone really liked, and people could just upload like non-pornographic materials on it.
Yeah.
Would they just call it Hub?
Yeah, they could just call it Hub.
How about YouHub? Just a clown on YouTube.
Or YouHub Red.
YouHub Red.
/ T1 Podcast.
Yes.
This episode is sponsored by YouHub Red.
Yeah, subscribe to our future YouHub accounts.
You heard it here first.
YouHub.T1Podcast.com.
All right. Joe, you want to awkwardly knock out one of the sponsors while we're at it, though?
Yeah, let's do it very awkwardly.
Okay. Let's stumble right into it.
Let's stumble right on it. Stumbling right on into our latest sponsor.
By the way, Joe.
Yeah?
Have you ever heard of a website called Amazon?
Oh, I love Amazon. I shop there all the time.
Me too.
I like Amazon too.
By the way, guys, if you want to help support the show in a way that doesn't cost you any extra money other than what you are already going to buy, because you are already going to purchase something on Amazon today.
You are already going to purchase something on Amazon today.
And the people in the audience are saying, no, that's not true. Liars.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Also, please use our sponsor link.
Also, thank you for continuing to use amazon.t1podcast.com. Remember to bookmark it today, amazon.t1podcast.com. That way you won't forget next time you're going to buy something on amazon.t1podcast.com.
Guys, it's free. It costs you nothing other than what you're going to purchase, and it helps support the show. It's a great way to do it.
Please help me. Please help me. Lars has me locked up in the basement. I can't escape.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. Jobby.
Yeah.
I have kind of a dilemma going on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So in what I think at this point is still your latest video, you were discussing a Devilman action figure. At one point you mentioned, quote unquote, I am a big fan of superhero underpants, then proceeded to strip down and smack your ass.
Yes.
And I think this might have awakened something inside of me, and I'm curious if you have any advice.
Give in to the darkness.
Okay.
There you have it. Lars, does that help you?
In no way whatsoever, but I guess we'll see what happens. All right. Yeah.
Search your feelings.
When you say give in to the darkness, do you mean, like, give charity to satanic churches?
No. He's talking about the metaphorical darkness.
I don't know, man. Just wherever your soul takes you. Search your feelings.
The dark side of the moon?
The chat is saying Lars is canonically gay for Chobby. To add that to the wiki. That's
just great. Add that to the
lore now.
The first podcast, Deep Lore.
Yeah. We actually do have a wiki for this.
Add that to the Chobby Deep Lore as well.
Yeah. All right.
Our respective wikis.
Oh, do you have a wiki?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I am on some wikis, but I don't have my own.
Ooh, you should probably get on that, man, because we got a wiki, and you don't.
Even we have a wiki. Yeah,
even you we have a little wiki. Old us.
Little old us.
Oh my god.
What's your favorite color? This is a deep psychological.
These are the important questions, Joe. Thank you for that.
Oh my god.
Deep psychological implications. I'm going to tell you about your inner being.
I don't know if I want to go there.
I'm going to...
Joe, start them off easy. Not the hard-hitting stuff later, okay?
I'm just kidding. Just
relax. Your pills.
Ask me about politics instead. I don't want to tell you my favorite color.
All right. Sorry, guys. I have to do my breathing exercises now. Is that okay? Every time it's 2:21, I have to do my breathing exercises.
All right, he's muted. That's enough of that. Okay. hey, Jobby, quick question. So I noticed a detail that you might have missed in your boat noodle review.
Yeah.
Which is that I noticed that the noodles had a disturbing lack of ball joints, which is really disappointing. Can you defend
yourself? Well, if you consider meatballs ball joints, then I am
clean. Which we do.
I will not stand for these baseless accusations.
Okay. I take it you're a fan of ball joints, just in general.
Yes. Yes, yes, I am.
Have you ever considered starting an action figure company or a toy company that specifically uses ball joints for all joints, just to prove a point?
No, I haven't. But it's not a bad idea.
Thank you.
If every figure had more ball joints, they would objectively be better figures.
Yeah, it's a pretty versatile joint. I don't understand that. Go ahead, Joe.
Have you thought about injecting these ball joints into your own body?
I already have.
Oh, how's that working out?
How do you think I'm so powerful?
Exactly. Where do you think he gets his abilities, Joe?
I thought it was the Thai boat noodles.
Every time I inject a ball joint in my bloodstream, I gain one subscriber.
How many power points does that translate into?
250,000.
What? Each subscriber?
Yes.
That means you have a... power level of, hold on, I'm doing this in my
are
head
you gonna
right
make
now.
An over 9,000 joke, Joe, because that's a little outdated at this
63
point.
My favorite billion power level 63 billion. Holy
wait, where
shit.
Are you getting these calculations? Is there like a website for this or what's going on?
No, I'm doing this in my head right now.
It's based on the research of Elon Musk.
Ooh. Power level 63 billion. I'm gonna convert that into terms that we can understand.
Okay,
using, let me see, Dragon Ball Z calculations. Oh, Super boy. Saiyan 4 Gogeta's power level was 115 septillion, so you're not quite there.
Mm. Still need a lot more injections.
yeah.
A lot of ball injections, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. You guys keep talking. I'll do some research in the background, and I'll get back to you with more figures.
All right, this is very important.
So, yeah. By the way, yeah. Jobby, just out of curiosity, let's ask some of the basic questions here, like, how did you get into this? What inspired the Jobby the Hong channel, the persona, you know, that kind of stuff? I feel like people would want to know.
Mm-hmm. So it was when I was in college getting a lot of financial aid money from the government. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that money actually went into action figures because I had a problem. Mm-hmm. So there was one figure coming out at that time, and it was the SH Monster Arts Godzilla 2014, mm-hmm. obviously in the year 2014, and it was a pretty pricey one. And at the time, I was watching a lot of other toy review channels, mainly, and I gotta give a shout out to these guys, Bolt Matrix and Shardimus Prime. And because I was spending so much on a figure, I was like, why don't I just kind of do something with this, you know? Like, yeah. I've been watching these toy review channels, and it's like, I feel like I could do something like this. Mm-hmm. And also, I had a variety of tastes that kind of went into it. Like, I was watching a lot of the Newgrounds guys at the time. So I just sat down in front of my iPhone, had a stack of boxes for a tripod, and I just talked and cut it together in iMovie, and people seemed to like that.
Why do you think people seem to gravitate to your channel?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I think it's because... And I don't want to disparage any of my peers at all, but...
Oh, no, feel free to. Go ahead. Just disparage.
Please disparage. Please.
All right, yeah. Feel free to cancel my own career. No, but...
talk shit.
No, I'm just saying, in my channel's case, I put a lot of emphasis on the editing, on what I cut out, while there is a time and place for people to keep all the uhs and ums and all of the figuring out your opinion on the spot, mm-hmm. I tend to cut those out for a more faster paced, more for me. When I try to convey information in my videos, I always think to myself, what's the most efficient way to convey the information? Yeah. So I think that that might be part of it. That might be.
Yeah, that's very noticeable. I don't know if you're familiar with another channel, and this is kind of a weird analogy or comparison, but have you ever seen PyroCynical's videos?
Yes. Yes, I have. I love him.
I notice he kind of does that too, and I think that's kind of a reason why he's sort of a cut above some of the others, where it's very tightly edited with lots of gags per second, and mm-hmm. it kind of it separates the boys from the men in a way.
I suppose.
By the way, guys, I've been doing some research in the background, and to put it into perspective, Jobby, your power level of 63 billion is very, very high, even in the Dragon Ball Z universe. Frieza, a calm Frieza, has a power level of only 220,000.
Oh, my. Right?
Now, in the Frieza saga, Goku, as a Super Saiyan, had a power level of only 150 million.
So you're saying that he could beat the shit out of Frieza and Goku?
Hell yeah.
Yes. Now, the power level required to destroy the Earth is only 22,000.
Oh, my God.
To destroy the sun is only 7 billion. And to destroy a star 2 to 10 times the size of our sun is only 72 billion. So if with only another, like, couple thousand subscribers, you could destroy a star 10 times the size of our sun.
Oh, it just seems like I'm over budget then. So, I've always wanted to destroy the universe.
It'd make for a really good video. Like, you could clickbait the shit out of it.
To destroy the actual universe, you would need a power level of...
Oh my god, is this going to be still going to be an over 9,000 joke, Joe?
No, 724 okay. octillion.
Okay, so I've got a few ways to go. All right.
You've got a couple subscribers to go.
I know my goals. I know my goals now.
Has PewDiePie made it to that level, Joe?
Does PewDiePie also get 250,000?
No, he has 10 million.
Per subscriber?
Maybe his power intake is a lot higher than mine. So maybe per subscriber he gains like 10,000 power points each.
Okay.
Go do some math, Joe. Go away.
I'll be back.
Okay.
You guys keep talking. I'll do the math in the background. I'll be back in a couple moments.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, I'm kind of curious, given the nature and the subject matter of most of your videos, I'm curious, mm-hmm. the subject matter being, you know, action figure toy reviews.
Yeah.
Do you ever get people telling you to, like, you know, like, quote unquote, grow up?
You know, from the 5 years that I've been on YouTube, yeah, there's been a few, but they're really negligible. It's like one or two that I can think of in my lifetime. So, but they do stand out because negativity tends to stand out more than positivity. But I have had, a few comments like that, you know, get a real job.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it really isn't the majority opinion from what I can gather.
So you've received like a mostly positive reaction to your stuff mm-hmm. is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Hey, so I did, all right, sorry to interrupt, but I did the calculation, and with a power intake of 10,000 with a 100 million subscriber base, that puts him at a power level of about 1 trillion. And to put that in perspective, during the Majin Buu saga, Super Saiyan 2 Goku had a power level of 960 billion. So PewDiePie's power level is about 40 billion higher than Super Saiyan 2 Goku, and Majin Vegeta, Super Saiyan 2, also had a power level of just 960 billion.
So, Joe, what you're saying is Jobby's pretty close to PewDiePie.
Yes.
That's good to know.
I feel like this gag has, like, outlived its usefulness, though. Let's move on.
You know what? Interesting fact. You know what all of this means in relation to the ordinary man? Jobby, what? Your power level, it's above 9,000.
I want to ban you from the server, Joe.
I'm leaving. Fun fact, while this whole gag is going on, I've never seen Dragon Ball. So there you go. I really don't understand what any of this means.
Oh, wonderful. It's okay.
In the chat, Teddy says, someone stabbed Joe.
I'll get right on that.
And where can they access the chat, Lars? The viewers listening in?
The chat for the podcast. If you guys want to tune in live to these kinds of shenanigans, you can go to discord.t1podcast.com, join the recording chat, listen in muted, and ask us why you can't be unmuted, say hello to the guests, and sometimes give a live question on air.
And be sure to ask if the Senor Palo episode already happened.
Oh, hey, you know, for context, Jobby. Okay, so we did an episode with Senor Palo way back in June.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still joining the server today, like almost in November, lining up for the Senor Palo episode. Like, it's become ridiculous. They're still here from, like, months later. They're like, when is the Senor Palo? Why is Senor Palo not here?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had something similar happen with that, where I do a highly requested video, and then I still get people, like, years later asking me, where is that video? Like, I already did it. Is it at that point, is it my responsibility that you didn't keep up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, we tell people, you know, look at the fucking date on the tweets about it and stuff, because it tells you specifically. Yeah.
What's your favorite place that you've ever traveled, Jobby?
I've only traveled to a few places, one country internationally and one or two states within the United States. But I think Bangkok, Thailand.
Ah,
yeah. The land of my forefathers.
Okay.
Well, cool. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
While people like Jobby are on their travels, they may want to have access to audiobooks.
Oh, I love audiobooks. For somebody like me who doesn't have a whole lot of time to read, audiobooks are great for me because I listen to them in my car on the way to and from work. And I work full time.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of time to read.
Yeah, I don't have any time for physical books anymore. But I do have time. This is sounding so soulless, but it's true. I don't have time in between a podcast and full-time work to read books anymore. I got to do it through Audible. Joe, you were reading a really cool one recently. You were talking to me about that the other night. What was that?
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh, yeah.
By Dale Carnegie. It has changed my life. You know how many friends I've won since reading this book?
Zero, probably. It hasn't been that long.
Seven.
Seven?
Seven friends. And you know how many people I've influenced?
Seven?
12.
12? Okay, that's great.
12. This book has changed my life. My favorite quote from this book: you can make more friends in 2 months showing an interest in other people than you can in 2 years trying to get people interested in you.
That's true.
And did you know, Lars, that when you sign up for a free trial of Audible, you get one free audiobook?
Joe, you sound like you've just been given bad news, but you still have to do an ad read. Let's pep this up a little bit.
And did you know, Lars, that when you sign up for a free trial of Audible, you get one free audiobook?
Yeah, guys, Audible is free for the first 30 days. Free. It's our first sponsor where you literally, like, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you what you were going to already purchase. It doesn't cost you $3 a month, although some of those are great deals. It's free. Free. Literally.
So go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast for your free audiobook. And it is a trial. And if it doesn't work out, you still keep the audiobook.
Yeah, you still get to keep the book. But you might as well do it. Guys, free.
And if you have an Amazon account already, you just go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast. You're already going to be logged in. Just click that sign me up for the free trial link. It's going to say, which audiobook would you like?
And let me stress, this is a trial. If you like what you have after 30 days, you can sign up for more at a very reasonable rate. But the first 30 days, guys, free book.
What's a book?
All right. So you know how you go on the internet and there's pages?
Yeah.
There's no pages, I guess. Well, there's web pages.
Well, back in the day, they used to collect them in like sheets. And they cut it. Yeah, you know, just go look it up. You'll see.
Okay.
Look it up on audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Okay. Moving on from the soulless shilling, Jobby, I noticed on a recent tweet of yours that you said the following: Star Wars more like shut up. Now, we've had controversial guests on the show before. This is nothing new, but this really stood out to me as like the most problematic tweet of 2019, like maybe of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care to elaborate on this bullshit?
No. I think it speaks for itself.
Are you like genuinely not a fan of Star Wars or?
No, I actually do like Star Wars.
Okay.
But I don't know. What do they call them? I'm part of the fandom menace, all right? I'm not a sequel fan.
Oh, okay.
Like I don't care about these new characters. I'm a original trilogy slut.
Oh, like 4, 5 and 6 or 1, 2 and 3?
4, 5 and 6.
Original trilogy, Lars. Original slut. He's an original slut.
OG slut. Okay.
All right. Lars, you offend our guest.
Out of curiosity, what doesn't appeal to you about the newest episodes? I'm not trying to grill you here. I'm just...
Oh, no. No, for sure. What's missing? It's a legitimate question. I find that the storytelling of these new movies they're very muddled. They're very... You definitely get the feeling that there was no plan going into these films. And the characters, everyone... Well, no, I don't want to speak for everyone, but the people I know, at least, they pretend to like these characters, but I feel that the movies don't provide enough material for me to hook onto them.
Okay.
Unlike how in the original trilogy, where I think it goes back to the conveying information efficiently. Those original three movies were very efficient in their storytelling and their character building. I just feel like these new movies are kind of running around in circles to get to a very uninteresting spot.
Mm. Are you even going to bother with episode 9?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Force Awakens was okay. Last Jedi was half good. And I'm not excited for episode 9.
How did you feel about Disney acquiring the Star Wars franchise?
I was okay with it. I love Disney. I love the stuff they make. Undeniably, they're an evil conglomerate that we should probably break up. But they make good stuff. There's no denying that. And I was pretty optimistic about the future of Star Wars.
And have you been to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland?
I have. And I only went there recently. In fact, I went there on 9/11.
Ooh, so, when we were doing our 9/11 special with Brent Daniels.
Nice. Yeah.
It's Brent Daniel.
What did you what was your impression?
It was cool.
Did you go on the ride?
The first thing I went to was the cantina. We got some reservations. I had some blue wine, which was nice. It was just white wine colored blue. And we went on the Smuggler's Run. That was really fun.
Were you the engineer, the pilot, the gunner?
I was the gunner. And yeah, that was fun. Undeniably fun.
If you go again, I recommend being the pilot. It's really fun. You get to fly the ship.
Yeah, I love the concept of, you know, punching it. Going into hyperspace. It's cool.
Now, when you went, because it was 9/11, was everybody very solemn and sad?
No, it was fairly empty, but no, everyone seemed to be having a good time.
Joe, do you think people are just in despair for the entire day or something? Or what are you getting at?
I have this idea about Disneyland that I would really like to see implemented.
Oh, that you think they were involved in 9/11 or what's going on?
No, nothing like that. Okay. I would love to see Disneyland undergo a transformation from the happiest place on earth. Bear with me here. To the saddest place on earth.
Why?
A place where you can go for a cathartic experience to rid yourself of these negative emotions by
having more of them?
Transforming yourself. Through the eyes of a very, very sad place. I think this would be a very cathartic experience for a lot of people.
This is depressing just to hear about it.
You would walk in and it would be nothing but a dull gray texture. The castle's gone, replaced with a cemetery, maybe. And
oh,
you
dude,
go to cry.
Guys, no, Banksy already did that. Do you remember that? Dismaland?
Yes, that would be a good prototype.
Joe, you're just ripping him off completely.
No, I'm not. Yes. I had this idea way before he did. He stole it from me.
Okay. All right.
I see why you guys have sponsors. You're going to lose a lot of money from this episode.
Yeah, we got to make it up somehow.
Yeah.
No, Joe, the Disneyland was back in 2015. This idea is coming out in 2019. You got your dates mixed up, bud.
I have been championing this idea for over 5 years.
This has been my idea since day one, Lars.
Joe, we have a guest right now we're talking to.
All right.
Did you by any chance run this by Defunct Land?
Ah, that would have been a good idea.
We'll have him if he comes back on. I'll
tell the story about how you ripped off Banksy.
Okay. I didn't rip him off.
I've been going with this idea since day one, Lars.
This is what it's been building up to. I'm glad I'm here to hear it.
Yeah, thanks, Chubby.
Somebody in the chat says Joe's gone mad.
Joe has gone mad? All right. Okay. Okay. So this is kind of a question we asked a lot of YouTubers, and it's kind of difficult to answer, but, you know, it's kind of on everyone's mind, I think.
My favorite
what is
color?
The... No, that's too deep. But
okay.
What's your game plan for kind of the long term here? We always ask people, you know, are you going to do this when you're 75, or what's the plan?
That's an excellent question, and yes, that is a very difficult one. Because if I'm being honest, I haven't thought that far yet. I just know that if I keep doing what I'm doing and keep it fresh, I'll reach some kind of success or some kind of stepping stone where I can think about it then, if that makes sense.
Do you think YouTube is the end game, or do you have like an actual career on the side?
How things on YouTube are going, I would hope that it could be the end game, but it's most likely not going to be. So not to toot my own horn, but I feel like I have a lot of skills that I can use, and there's options for me if I decide to pursue it. One of them would be going into the voice acting industry. I think I would really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've done a few projects, but you know, nothing big or anything. Just a lot of fan projects that have been really fun.
What about your music career?
Music career, yeah. You know, occasionally I could collaborate with my good friend Omar, aka Civil.
Oh yeah. I had a question about that. Okay, mm-hmm. So number one,
Join us next time when Lars completely loses his ability to speak English.
Right. Number one, what inspired you to come out with a fairly random electro-funk single 2 weeks ago about Tommy Wiseau's character in the room? And number two, why does it slap so hard?
Well, to answer the first question, me and my group of friends, we're big fans of The Room.
Hmm.
We've been to screenings. We quote it constantly. And it's just something that's part of our collective consciousness. So my friend Omar is a musician at heart, and three people had the idea. It was me, Omar, and Oscar, the Battleclaw trio. We were discussing it, and we thought, wouldn't it be funny if we made a song that sounds legitimately good, but it's secretly about The Room?
Mm-hmm.
And so Omar came up with this hook, you know, the "Everybody betray me, I'm fed up with this world." That's his voice through a vocoder. And he sent the instrumental to me, and then I came up with the lyrics and, you know, integrating quotes and scenarios from The Room, and Oscar came up with the idea of a rap from Denny's perspective, so I wrote that too. that was that. The thing is, we completed the song a long time before it was released, and we were sitting on it for so long because we actually wanted to do a music video for it. But that didn't quite work out because we didn't have the time to shoot it and plan it and everything like that. So we decided, you know, my streams get a decent amount of traffic, so why don't we just drop it on stream? And let's do that. And yeah, it went pretty well.
It's kind of funny because I was reading some of the comments.
I'm recording.
And it's like there's a very clear division between people who are like, wow, is Jobby depressed? Did he just go through a big breakup? And then the other half of the people who like get the joke. It's really amazing to see.
Well, that's a funny thing. Kind of sidetracking, but it's funny how many people ask, are you okay? Even though you have done nothing, at least from your perspective, even though you have done nothing to indicate that you are not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just everyone seems to have their own subjective standard for what okay means. Like even in the Devilman review, I've getting a lot of people like, this guy has depression. It's like, what? I felt like I was really positive in that video.
Yeah.
But okay.
You know, people see what they want to see.
Yeah, like constantly I'm getting questions about, am I okay? Am I depressed? It's like, no, but if you keep asking, wait, I might be.
Wait, you're constantly getting questions about being depressed?
Yeah. Because
if so, maybe at that point. Like
right now,
literally
our chat's
everyone's
not
telling
you
that.
Any questions about if you're depressed.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I guess at the end of the day, they just care. So that's nice.
Yeah. Like, I can't complain too much about people caring, but it does get kind of frustrating when I feel okay, but then people are questioning if I'm okay. It's like, yeah.
Oh, there they go. There's the questions.
Just
there
put a go. Disclaimer in front of every single video. By the way, guys, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Chill. Just relax.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. Oh, Joe, do you have a question? Or?
And you should add to that, and even if I was, I'm not going to tell you.
That's
just to keep them on their toes.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Because in the end, like, it's not really your business, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you, audience.
Fuck you.
No, just kidding.
Jobby, are you okay? Are you okay?
No.
Are you okay, Jobby? You've been struck by,
a smooth podcast.
The first podcast. Yeah.
So,
Jobby, scale 1 to 10, how tall are you?
How tall am I?
Yeah, scale 1 to 10.
5.
Five.
I'm not tall at all.
Oh, okay.
I am a manlet, as the internet refers to it.
Oh.
No, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the chat. Someone says 5 what? It's just 5 on a scale.
I was asked this question on air to most of the guests, and I just realized like I've never quantified that scale, so I have no idea what a 5 out of 10 would be.
Average?
No, I'm just saying 5 because my actual height's 5'7".
Oh, okay. Well, you know, yeah, 5'7" is not too bad. I mean, you can get by at 5'7".
It could be worse.
Like, average. Yeah.
But I feel like at 5'7", it's like, it's not, like, you're not super tall at all, but you don't have, like, disadvantages at that point. Like, your life doesn't suck. If you're, like 4'2", then that would be different.
It's a very mediocre height. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I have a very normal question to ask you. You probably get this every day.
It's blue. But... my favorite color is blue.
No,
we got it out of him, guys.
That is very interesting that you would say blue. No, but what's your opinion on boars?
Hmm?
Boars.
Boars, as in Chris Boars or the animal?
The animal.
The animal.
Oh.
Like the wild hog?
They're tasty.
And please answer as if your life depended on it.
They're
tasty.
Yeah.
Tasty?
I've had boar curry before in Thailand in the
really
Chiang Mai, yeah.
That's fascinating.
This is a completely unique answer. I've never expected that.
What does it taste like?
It's very tough. It's like it's beef with the flavor of pork, if that makes sense.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And because it was in a curry, it was goddamn spicy, so most of the flavor was masked by chili. But okay. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, I love
Can you
spicy.
Describe the process of ordering it?
No, it was just a family member just made it. Like, we're having boar for dinner. It's like, okay, cool. Oh.
Interesting. That's so fascinating.
I kind of want to try it now.
Yeah. Boar curry.
Because we always ask our guests what their opinion is on boars. And most people are like, oh, I don't like boars. They're very violent. Or I accept boars, but never heard tasty before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are, in fact, edible. Hungry.
Oh, they're just edible, not tasty. Okay.
No, it just depends on how you cook it, I guess. I feel like if it was plain, just like plain pork, it'd be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Would they be good in a boat noodle?
Probably, yeah.
Do you like ramen?
Oh, because they're kind of tough, so it'd be kind of like, it would help with the moisture a little bit.
It's an interesting little texture profile there. I heard a ramen question. Yes, I do like ramen.
Have you had human ramen?
No, but I love that video. I have watched that video like 20 times. It's great.
Have people compared you to Filthy Frank at all, since you both make music and you both kind of have this over-the-top presence a little bit?
Yeah.
You're both Asian.
That too. Yeah, people call me the Filthy Frank of toy reviews all the time. Like, even when I'm specifically trying not to emulate him, it's unavoidable. Mm-hmm. It's an unavoidable comparison, and I don't take it as an insult because he is one of my favorite creators of all time.
Mm. Oh, I would take it as high praise.
Yeah. For sure.
We actually had somebody on, Brent Daniel, from our 9/11 special, who voiced a narrator in one of the videos for Filthy Frank.
Was he the David Attenborough?
He was the human cake guy. He did the narration when they gathered all the materials from
different YouTubers.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he said that, I was like, I'm sorry, you what?
That's awesome.
You were in a Filthy Frank video?
Yeah. That's great.
Crazy. I love Filthy Frank. He's probably one of my all-time favorite YouTubers.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate, by the way, because Joe got into Filthy Frank really late.
Mm.
So he's gone at this point. So it's like, kind of sucks.
It sucks. I was lucky enough to be there like as it was going on. I was watching right around the time he started doing the raspy voice.
Oh, during the formative years. Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't there somebody who got into his music and watched him perform live and then found out that there was Filthy Frank? In
addition, probably a lot of people.
There was somebody that we either had on the show or they were telling a story about it.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
I do, but I don't.
I don't remember like who. I think it might have just been a story. Like there was some lady who found out. That must be like really interesting to find out. Like, let's say you go to your favorite, you know, like artist's concert, and they're like, "By the way, I was this huge legend on YouTube, and I did all kinds of crazy stunts, like eat vomit, and like you what?"
I had this whole cosmic storyline. I wrote a book.
You go see Daft Punk and they're like, yeah, I used to make shit-eating videos and stuff. It'd be very bizarre.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
We used to throw up on each other.
You go to Drake and he's like, yeah, I was pyrocynical.
Yeah. Then I became Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It started as a joke.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get on with it. Joe, do you have any more questions? Because I do, but I want to give you a chance to ask some as well.
Oh, I could probably muster a question or two.
Muster.
Do you have a favorite suitcase?
Favorite suitcase?
Yeah.
I don't know any specific brands, but I do like the ones with it's got to have wheels, and I like the hard shell ones.
Yep. I like a suitcase that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Versus those soft ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Not great. Sometimes they tear.
Four wheels is better than two.
Yes.
But especially
if each of the wheels can swivel.
Yep.
It's easier for turning.
Swivel.
There you go. I got it in.
And the bigger the wheels, the better.
Yeah.
Some suitcases have the handle that you pull up on and it's got like a bunch of different latches.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I really like, it's very satisfying when it clicks.
Very satisfying.
Very satisfying.
Okay, I have to explain, by the way, that...
Glad we're on the same page. Moving on.
Joe has a bit of a thing for luggage.
No, I don't.
Yeah, on many episodes, I feel like he was asking all of that one-handed. It's kind of...
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that I can indulge you just a little bit.
All right, thank you.
I have been told many times that people... watch my videos one-handed, so there you go.
All right. Oh, so you're one of the sex symbols of YouTube, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm
a modern-day Fabio.
People tell you that?
No, yeah, I
He
have,
tells himself that.
I know, I have gotten comments about how I'm watching this with my pants down and all that. It's funny.
Well, maybe they just want to relax, like take their pants off and, you know, just casually watch your videos is what they're saying.
It's true.
Yeah, let your pants down.
Or they might be masturbating, yeah.
I'm not wearing pants right now, so...
I'm not either.
Not trying to imply anything, but, you know.
I am, but I'm usually not.
Joe, take them off. Take them off.
Okay.
Mm.
Guys, if you're listening to this right now, take your pants off, please.
Take your pants off. Take your pants off if you believe.
All right, now that we all have our pants off and we're a little bit more relaxed...
Let your gut hang out. Thank you.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to go that far. But,
okay.
Let your guts hang out.
Jobby, quick question. This is, and we can move right on after this, but I, as a white guy, I didn't even want to give it a shot. How do you actually pronounce your name?
Oh, my legal name, my birth certificate name. It's Katawut.
Katawut?
Yeah.
Katawut.
Katawut.
Okay.
It's the Thai pronunciation.
Katawut.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I'd like to bring back something from an earlier episode where we thought about what would be your illegal name? Like what would be your street name, like your cool guy name?
Jobby the Hong.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Like, comment, subscribe.
What would be your useless superpower?
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't have a short sightedness. I wouldn't need glasses. There.
That's too useful.
The gift of sight.
That's evolutionary milestone. Yeah.
Okay, that's too useful, you say.
That will help your life in every single way.
Yeah, no downsides.
Okay. That is
a useful. We said useless. You can only see out of one eye now. Then maybe that'd be.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh boy.
You have amazing vision, but only out of one eye, or only
that would
at
be
night.
A good example.
Oh, here,
yeah.
I could only see out of one eye, but my one eye has depth perception. There. So it's just the same thing.
I only need to see out of I can only see out of one eye, but I only need to see out of one eye now.
Yes,
it's like a loophole.
Exactly.
That's still.
You come on our podcast and you do all these loopholes. Just answer the question normally.
Yeah.
Getting some strange vibes from this guy.
Just give us a useless superpower that meets all the criteria that we have not laid out for you.
I can shrink my feet.
That's pretty useless.
There you go.
Yeah, I can't imagine a situation where like, oh God, I need to shrink my feet. Oh God.
Maybe if you're like into foot binding, but
at a store buying some shoes and you find a shoe that's like really nice, but it could barely fit, so you kind of shrink your foot just enough to fit.
What if you could change the size of your foot?
Yeah.
But like not the other foot, and it's random.
you roll the dice and it's just
perfect.
Yeah. You can change the foot of the size of one of your feet randomly.
That would like severely disable you in some ways.
And it's not even just normal foot sizes.
You have to relearn how to walk. You're just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It changes once an hour, anywhere from microscopic to galactic sizes.
That's
really useless, Joe.
That would alienate me from society completely.
yeah. 1 millimeter foot.
I would become the Joker at that point.
Children see your feet and they just burst into tears.
Yeah.
What if you could transport yourself to anywhere that you could go on Google Street View? You could be there, but only on the computer. Like, you're trapped inside a motherboard now for the rest of time.
So you're not going to the location, you're just going literally inside the map.
Well, you're going to the location, but in this weird two-dimensional version of it, where you
can't... That sounds kind of fun, though.
Well, until you go insane.
That sounds like a cool VR video game, Joe.
Yeah, if you're not able to exit it, it's not a cool VR video game. It's like,
well, no. Do you get to live forever though?
No.
Eventually you die.
Tomorrow.
Right. What's like the parameters though? Like, are you able to participate in the map society, or do you just have to observe?
You can move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and go inside the stores, but not. You can't interact with anybody.
Well, that'd be kind of cool. You could go, like, be an impartial observer into society and just, like, learn things about human nature. But
you don't get to watch them. It's just a flat image. You don't get to, like, watch it play out.
So you're just looking at, like, really stretched out, zoomed in JPEGs.
Yeah, you're basically, like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're basically in a virtual reality of Google Street View for the rest of your life. Just looking at the street view.
Some superpower.
Yeah.
It sounds like a superpower.
All right. Google Street Man.
Jobby.
Yeah.
If you're willing, a couple of people have mentioned that they may want to give a live question on air.
For sure.
Would that be of interest?
Yeah.
And if you guys are going to do this, remember to take your pants off first before you get in the queue.
Or else I won't answer.
Exactly.
Did you say before you get in the cube?
Submarine 0 degrees. You are unmuted.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
By the way, Jobby, you probably don't recognize my name, but this is Luigi from your streams.
Hey, how you doing, Luigi?
I'm good. You?
I am doing great. It's been kind of a strange podcast, but I'm having fun.
It has been. I honestly I'm trying to think of a question right now because I just wanted to get on cue, but Hang on. Let me think.
You come on our show. You don't have a question.
All right,
prepared.
That's enough. All right, moving on to the next guy.
Hey, hold on. He's a regular in my streams. You got to treat him a little kinder than that.
All right.
I actually just thought of something.
All right.
Okay. So I've been meaning to ask this on your stream, but now that you officially have a Discord account, would you be okay with joining Diamond Bolt's server?
Possibly. If I'm being honest, I don't check Discord often. The only moments I would go on Discord is if I have a podcast request. But, you know, if enough people ask me, I might. I just might.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not like anyone's forcing you. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Except, you know, for the hundreds of people forcing me on Twitter. No.
Really?
No, yeah, I've gotten that question quite a bit.
Thank you, Submarine. Yeah.
People seem to ship me and Diamond Bolt.
Ooh. By the way, you mentioned that this is kind of a strange experience. We can normie it up if you want.
No, no, please do not.
Okay.
Optimus Prime is saying that they took off their pants. Oh, I've unmuted Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime, it is I, Optimus Prime. Ooh. Jobby. What's up, my dude? Now, I have a question. Ooh. What's your favorite female Autobot? And also, will you join my Discord group?
What is with all the requests?
All these Discord invites.
You are my favorite YouTube. So, like, I love you, dude. You make me laugh all the time. I really loved you reviewing me, MP44.
I appreciate it, Optimus. It's an honor.
It is an honor.
Let him talk, John. Optimus. Jeez.
You come on out. You come on the podcast. You won't let the guests talk.
Optimus, just for you, Optimus, I'll say my favorite female Autobot is Alita 1. Tell her I said hi.
Alita, Jabba the Hong said hi. Tell all the Autobots.
Tell her I said hi, too. Oh, no, you're not Starscream. I am Starscream.
Boy.
Okay, one more question, Jabby. Will you join my Discord group?
All right, muted.
All right. So, does anyone else have a question?
Server mute.
Longshlong, go ahead.
Oh, how nice.
Go ahead.
Hello there, Jobby the Hong. I am Longshlong Silver.
Hey.
I have introduced myself. To be frank, I have never seen your videos. I don't know who you are. But I am now interested, and my question is something not related to you, but okay, anyway. What's your favorite part of the Joker movie?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Cool.
Spoilers.
Hey, my favorite part is when he says.
Oh.
He beeped himself.
Hey, that's hey. Great. You don't have to be a coward. You could just say it. You know, everyone's thinking it. Society.
Oh no. Schlong's actually saving me some trouble in the edit because he comes on all the time.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Schlong. Sergio Arturo, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Jabby, you may have seen me before, and you have may read my emails. I am the one who's trying to collab with you on the Steven Universe songs.
Uh-huh.
I just want to ask, what has been your favorite video game that you have played so far besides Smash?
Well, I would say Mega Man Legends, but that's a bit old. So a more recent game that I enjoyed was, I'm going to say Arkham Knight, Batman.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Was that not the answer you were hoping for, Sergio?
No. I'm just asking.
Doom 2016 is also another one.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I was having a problem with my internet just now, but I was on my phone while I got my internet fixed on my computer. I don't know what's going on, but I did not lose any traction. I was there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have just seamlessly did that. You didn't even have to tell us about that.
No, I didn't even have to. I didn't even have to tell you about it.
Yeah, but you did.
But I did.
All right.
Join us okay. next time.
One last
while
question,
Joe
guys.
Tells you irrelevant information.
All right, Homo the Base has a very important question.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo. I need a bit of financial advice.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. So, should I take £2,000 out of my college savings to buy a life-size statue of Starscream?
No.
Can I weigh in? Because I was gonna. Yeah. I would actually say, make it $4,000.
Get two 4, of them.
Buy two of them.
All right. I'm gonna balance things out and say maybe.
Maybe. All right. Cool.
So yes, no, maybe. Homo the Base, do you have an actual question for him, or?
Actual question. Sorry, I don't actually know who you are, my guy, Jobby.
Okay.
I mean, I have been interested. I pop in podcasts every now and then, mm-hmm. and I find some people that I really like from it.
So, why don't you ask him how you can check out his channel?
Oh, how can I check out your channel?
YouTube.com/JobbyTheHong.
Oh.
And for people who are driving, can you spell that out real quick?
J-O-B-B-Y the H-O-N-G.
All right, I think that's going to do it for the live question segment. Joe.
Hmm.
People wanted to find our stuff. How could they go ahead and do that?
T1podcast.com or just search. But you're already listening to it. Actually, if you're listening to this right now, you're already listening to it. But
yes, they are listening to the podcast right now. But yeah,
we're also on T1podcast.com.
Guys, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes,
iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Pocket,
Google Podcasts, everything except for YouTube. We are on all the platforms.
By the way, if you're enjoying this, give us a 5-star review. It really helps.
Yeah, you can bash the shit out of us in the actual review. Just please give us a 5-star.
Just 5
stars.
That
does help support the show.
5 stars. You could even be like, they made me do this.
Jobby, are you only on YouTube or is there anywhere else people can find you?
I am on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I do have 2 fan-created subreddits where people can discuss. It's r swivel here and r Jobby the Hong. I am... I also have a second channel, Jobby 2, where I do mostly non-toy related content like gaming streams, drawing streams, and occasionally music. So there you go.
And who do you main in Smash?
King K. Rool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Matter of fact, this whole time I've been training. So when you go into my recording and if you hear some clicky clacking, you will know that I've been pushing buttons.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that Ohan episode we did where he confessed that he watches YouTube videos when recording with us.
Oh, nice.
Well, good job pretending to pay attention to the podcast. You did a good job.
I think I did pretty well.
Jobby, is there anything else you've been dying to discuss but we haven't gotten a chance to get to?
I would say we could go more in depth about my favorite color, but I think that should be for another time. Maybe.
Ooh, you chose blue, so maybe we shouldn't.
Okay.
Maybe off air, we'll go.
Okay,
more
you know what?
With different shades of blue and really personal questions.
This is really not something that we should be publicly discussing, Lars.
Uncharted waters ahead is what Joe is saying.
Being very, very insensitive, Lars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're being very insensitive.
Joe, if people have been tuning in for a while and they wanted to help support the show in a way that gets them a cool couple of benefits on the Discord, access to early releases of every episode, including this one.
Oh, are you talking about the Patreon account? Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Yeah, what the fuck do you think I'm talking about? We've played this 800 times.
Patreon.com/T1podcast. That'll get you cool features like the ability to listen to episodes early, mm-hmm. extra bonus episodes, and a special Patreon only chat on the Discord where we talk. Just kidding. Just cut that last one in post.
All right. And Joe, if people wanted to wear the podcast, how could they do that?
Merch.t1podcast.com. That's right. At merch.t1podcast.com, you can wear us on your phone, on your back, in the form of a shirt. I think we have sweaters and tote bags. We have that Gallon Joe picture. Luggage.
I got some luggage, that's true. Jobby, this was a very surreal experience, and I really appreciate you coming on the show.
No, thank you for having me, man. This has been fun.
Thank you. It has been an honor to have you on our show.
Yes.
And
thank you.
I'm glad we were able to do it, because I remember originally we had emailed you, but it got lost in the fray, and then we were actually able to come around to you in the end.
Yeah, I'm always happy to do to speak with people I haven't spoken to. It's fun.
What was your initial reaction when you got this email and you're like, who are these guys? And then you listen to us and you're, I guess, right?
Basically. It's always
pretty good.
Like I get a few invites sometimes and yeah, it's like, who are these people? I look them up and it's like, okay, cool.
You heard it here first. We're cool.
You are.
We're people.